Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Blanchard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Buschhorn. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Buschhorn. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into center field. Landis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Landis. Houser moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bryan for a passed ball. Houser moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Houser tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Landis reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Siebert scores. Hauser moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Don Bushhorn. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockwood moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Siebert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanchard strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo, who is chasing the ball. Charles reaches third base with a triple. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Charles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert fires to first and picks off Hershberger. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Bryan and he is out, Causey applying the tag. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Alves reaches second base with a double. Davalillo scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Talbot pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Hauser hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by SQ for a passed ball. Landis moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanchard hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell now pitching. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Landis scores. Harrelson moves to third. Charles moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelson Matthews pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Landis bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Causey moves to second. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Blanchard moves to second. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Brian is hit by the pitch. Blanchard moves to third. Charles moves to second. Rene Lachman pinch runs for Billy Brian. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Blanchard scores. Charles scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rene Lachman now catching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Landis hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salmon for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.